I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Thursday, July 16th. There have been 1,312 cases of coronavirus confirmed in Quincy. There have been 1,108 recoveries, and there are 19 active cases. The death toll in Quincy is now at 133. A special education teacher at North Quincy High School tested positive for COVID-19, forcing that teacher and students to be quarantined for 14 days. Mayor Thomas Koch says the teacher was teaching an in-person class of special education students when the positive test was revealed. Contact tracing is underway, and North Quincy High School is undergoing a thorough disinfecting. The North Quincy High School mascot is undergoing a makeover. Dr. Alan Yakubian, who designed the original Yaku, is said to be involved in the redesign of the mascot, perhaps depicting a pirate. In addition, the sports name Red Raiders may be changed to Raiders. Those calls for change have increased following calls for racial justice in the wake of the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis. Parents and guardians of Quincy Public School students are being surveyed about how they would like their children to return to classes in the fall. The online survey is asking whether students should return in the classroom, continue remote learning, or a combination of both. Officials say parents will not be bound by their response to the survey, and that a second survey will be conducted before classes resume on September 9th. State transportation officials say the repaving of the intersection of Quincy Shore Drive and C Street will be completed Friday morning. Officials say the work will run from 7 p.m. tonight to 6 a.m. tomorrow and includes new sidewalks and wheelchair ramps. Police are on scene directing motorists through the construction zone. A newly renovated Whitwell Street playground in Quincy will reopen soon. The new facility includes slides, climbing structures, and a rock wall. It's part of a citywide effort to upgrade every park and playground in Quincy that began several years ago. Norfolk County Commissioner Joe Shea is running for re-election. The former Quincy City Clerk has announced that he will be on the September 1st Democratic primary ballot. Shea has served as one of the three county commissioners since 2015. The top two vote-getters will advance to the November 3rd general election. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Thursday, July 16th.